Expect road closures and significant traffic disruption on Sunday during the Royal Victoria Marathon, Victoria Police say. The area around the Inner Harbour and along Dallas Road, along with streets in James Bay and Fairfield, is expected to be particularly affected. More than 9,000 participants were registered in all five marathon-related events as of Friday morning. The event also includes an 8-kilometer run, a 5-kilometer run, and today's Thrifty Foods Kids run. Organizers said registration numbers are the highest they've been in over a decade. Police said motorists, cyclists, and pedestrians won't be able to cross the marathon route from about 7:40 to 9 a.m., and marathon participants should be expected on the route from about 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Familiarize yourself with the race route and expect to encounter road closures if entering or leaving the downtown area on Sunday, police said in a statement. They advised drivers to allow extra time to get to their destinations, especially if they are heading to the airport, BC Ferries, the Coho Ferry, or the Clipper. Here are Sunday's major controlled crossings. Across Yates at Douglas, Blanchard, and Quadra, reopen by 9 a.m. Across Cook at Fort, reopen by 9:10 a.m. Across Moss at Fairfield, reopen by 9:30 a.m. Across Robertson at Ross Crescent, reopen by 2 p.m. Across Richmond at Fairfield, reopen by 2 p.m. Across Richardson, McNeil at Fowl Bay, reopen by 1:45 p.m. Along Beach Drive from Margate to the hotel and golf course, reopen by 1:15 p.m. No parking will be allowed on the route. No parking signs will be posted by the City of Victoria and the District of Oak Bay. Vehicles will be towed from the course starting at 1 a.m. Sunday. More details are available at runvictoriamarathon.com.